So we can have our Q&A session. I will turn off screen sharing. And we can all turn our cameras back on.
That was a lot of good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Florence. Yes. I tell you, man, when I work on these classes, it is so freaking much fun. it never fails that listening to Florence's words, something new speaks, something new comes out. And I mean, you know, in between, especially in between the classes we're doing now, I may listen to the recording 20 or 30 times.
Wow.
I mean, it just, God, my whole body starts to vibrate. Lena, you look like you're in deep thought there.
Yeah, as you were summarizing what we went over, I thought, oh, really, you covered all of that? I think I need to go back. And it's so condensed and so full that I think I need to go back and take individual bits and pieces, maybe.
Yeah. You know,
go deeper.
Probably to really do Florence's book, Just the Game of Life, really do it justice, it would be to take one chapter, a whole month of calls, you know, 4 weeks of calls, one chapter, and split it up and pull out the goodies and the nuggets. Because there's a lot of them there. And that, you know, when I did the Game of Life Mastery Program, I rewrote that program every time I did it, because it was always different. And I shared with the membership earlier that when I did the first Game of Life workbook, that was supposed to be a series of books, a new one written every year, because every time, you know, a year later, you're at a whole different level than the first time when I wrote it. So, yeah. And that's, you know, keeping the recordings of these classes, every time you go back and listen, you know, there'll be something new, just like with Florence stuff. Well, you know, Lena, because you're doing the Game of Life Mastery Program.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And Barbara did it. Barbara did it a whole bunch of times. I think Barbara might have done it every time I offered it. Yeah.
Yes, and I still learn more every time, which is why I'm back again.
And that's the magic of Florence and her teachings and all the love. You know, I think that even though her books are, well, the Game of Life is almost 100 years old, and she wrote it before it was, obviously, before it was published. It took a while for everybody to tell her, no, I'm not going to publish this for you. So she had to publish it herself. But she infused every word of that, of her books, with the love energy. So it just, it carries so beautifully through the years and every time you read it.
And I also think your Game of Life for the 21st century is really, really helpful.
Mm.
There's a lot of gems in there, and it kind of takes her out of the 19th century into the 21st century, or the 20th yeah. century. Yeah.
Yeah. So anything anybody wants to ask or look at a little deeper? Or do you want to just post about it in the Facebook group and we'll all join in?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking when I read her stuff, it makes so much sense. And I'm thinking, yes, of course, how else would it be? You know, I'm thinking, yeah. So I still wonder, what's keeping me? Why am I not fully there yet? You know, like I read it and I'm thinking, of course. So what happens that I'm not spending my entire life in bliss? What keeps me from fully enjoying my human experience? You know, I don't get it.
Because you're human.
Oh, I don't know the answer. Human, but so was Florence.
Yeah, but I bet if Florence was your friend, she probably had her moments too.
All right, I'll take that.
And she used her tools to pull herself out of it. You know, there's, we take in billions of bits of information every day. You know, like it's millions in seconds. So it's billions in a day. And the things that shock us have power over the things that make us happy, because the feeling is more intense. The pain puts us into a fight or flight response, which we have to keep us safe. Now, we're not running from tigers or, you know, being chased by Indians or, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. We're not chasing Indians or we're not chasing cavalry guys if we're an Indian, whatever. I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all, but we're not being chased by alligators because we fell in the river, you know? I mean, I was watching a thing with Landon. Miss Dora, the explorer, was jumping across this river that had crocodiles in it, I think. And I'm like, that's teaching a kid to be afraid of a crocodile. But okay, whatever. But we're not having to really be afraid. Now, the people in the Ukraine in the last few months, they have experienced fear. It's real, yeah. That fight or flight response, we have to do something. So when we're taking in bits of information, that's what's running around in the background, whether we're consciously thinking of it or not. And in answer to your question, Lena, I think that is what keeps us from being in a bliss. But when we can recognize that we're experiencing it, I've taken in, whether I knew I took in this information or not, but now I'm not feeling the happiness I was feeling 20 minutes ago. What happened? And identifying what that feeling is and looking at it. Maybe just that act of looking at it is enough for it's gone. Maybe we have to look at it a little bit further, because there's actually a belief hidden in the subconscious that's keeping us from feeling our bliss. And it's now come forward to be healed.
I find that this question, whatever way you want to phrase it, what's keeping me from fully enjoying my human experience, what's keeping me from being in bliss, just asking that question very often for that moment makes it go away. I'm like, nothing.
There you go. Conscious decision, you know? Conscious decision.
You know, I'll ask when I get a thought or whatever, I'll ask, how is this for me? And sometimes just doing that, it's like, oh, it's not for me and it's gone. Or it makes me look at it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever question we need to ask to get ourselves to observe what we're feeling, that's the important question for us. And it may be different for everyone. But remembering, you know, because we're busy and we're doing stuff and we've got deadlines or dinner's got to be made or it's going to burn right now. You know, whatever's happening, we have outside pressures on us and we have to decide how we're going to react and what we're going to do. And the more we can get into that habit of asking that question that works for us, and it may work for years, and then we have to change it.
You know what, for me, frankly, it's less outside pressures. It's more inside pressures. It's more me saying I should, I must, and so on. But anyway, that's maybe going too far. But I have to take responsibility for that.
I love how Florence says, I can't remember the exact words, but the effect is that she's smashing the records of error that are playing in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, visualize those old platters and smashing them. It's the same as, you know, playing over old tapes, but I just love that image, mashing those old records.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where it is, but it's very vivid.
Yeah, right. That's me. A good one.
The old Victrolas on the
that's
a good image. Although, look how life has changed so much. I mean, when I was growing up, I didn't have a smartphone or anything. I mean, we were lucky when we had a cord that we could stretch across the room.
I mean, or into your bedroom and close the door.
There was no internet. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we were bombarded with all this stuff and we played outside all day, and it wasn't all the pressure that is there now. But yet we were still raised with whatever these beliefs were that cause issues in our life. It doesn't matter if we're exposed to a whole ton of stuff or we weren't. There's always something that we take in that we don't see the way, you know, we put a meaning on it that maybe did not have that meaning. And, you know, we've kept it close. We've not looked at it because we were too young to look at it. And now it's coming up.
Yeah. But now we got tools.
Mm-hmm.
We got tools to, you know, using our chaos flash, writing in our journal, you know, whether it's the playbook or, you know, you have your own personal journal, gratitude journal, manifesting journal, whatever it is that you're writing in, you know, the act of writing things out. You know, what I love about the playbook so much is when I'm writing things out, something that I didn't see or understand before sometimes becomes very clear, especially mm-hmm. when I go back to the weekly game board. How did I use my power this week? What was my aha moment?
I've been using my playbook since Sunday, since the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we had our power out. And I remember writing yesterday, our power will return at 2 p.m. It didn't. But it didn't return until 6 hours later. But I mean, I thought that's what I wanted them to fix.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, well, does anyone have any other questions or any other thoughts you'd like to share? No? All good? Okay, well, if something comes up for you, please write about it in the Facebook group. And there is homework to start your day off with those words. I will type it out into a post in the Facebook. Lena, you're not in the Facebook group yet. I know you don't do Facebook. Don't make me email you.
It's okay. I'll come.
Okay. So use the phrase Florence's affirmation and take it farther. Envision yourself having the day that would be perfect, whatever it is, whatever your day, you know, if you've got a meeting or whatever, that it's going to create the highest possible outcome, that everyone's going to be kind, that you're going to have wonderful food. The weather is going to be beautiful, or the weather is going to be really crummy, so you can snuggle up on the sofa and watch any movie you want to watch through the rest of the afternoon. Whatever it is that you want to experience for your perfect day, go into the vision of it in your mind's eye, and then let us know what the results were of that. I think that's going to be exciting. I'm excited to hear what everyone experiences. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and complete. And Brooke, I'm guessing that you probably have noise in the background. She's been putting things in the chat. I'm so glad grateful that you were able to join us. And even though you couldn't turn your video on or your microphone. Oh, she does have noise in the background. Okay. And Barbara, you too. Even though you didn't turn your video on, I'm so happy that everybody was able to make it. So have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we'll see you next week on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye.